This is NewsHour Connect. I am Hari Srinivas. NewsHour Connect is an opportunity for us to reach out across the public media landscape and find a little insight and analysis on stories of the day. Today's big story, Charlie Rangel and the House Ethics Committee hearings that are underway. We are joined by Ozzy Pabra from WNYC, a reporter, also writes for the Empire blog. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right, so a little bit of unexpected a show this morning when basically Charlie Rangel decides to walk out saying, hey, listen, I don't have a lawyer here. I don't think it's fair to continue. It's already cost me $2 million, and those lawyers backed out. So what's happening now?
What's happening now is the case is being presented without the person it's being presented against. So the bipartisan panel is having Democrats sort of make the case on Rangel's behalf, like a defense for him, and the Republicans are doing what a prosecutorial opponent would do, which is present the case in the harshest light. And fielding both sides of those questions is the chief counsel for the committee, R. Blake Chisholm. And several times throughout the hearing, the chairperson, who is a fellow Democrat, had said, you know, this is the point where we would have probably heard from Rangel and heard a defense in his own words, but since he's not here, we're going to proceed without him.
Just to get people up to speed, what is at the heart of the case against Charlie Rangel?
For public officials, there's a scale of ethical conduct that they're supposed to uphold. On one end, you know, like all citizens, they're not supposed to violate, you know, criminal conduct. And on the other side of the scale, people who are entrusted with the public trust, per se, are not supposed to fall short of certain conduct. They are supposed to have accurately and timely financial filings and things of that nature. And Rangel, over the course of his 20 years in Congress, had actually failed to properly account for his financial assets, pay taxes on certain property he owns. And there are, in total, 13 counts of what critics are saying he fell short of in terms of holding up the ethical conduct for a member of the House.
So one of the things that the chief sort of prosecutor in this situation has said, that really there's no debate on whether or not these things happened, and he actually ended up playing quite a few clips of Charlie Rangel on the House floor, almost admitting to this, right?
Right. It was Rangel versus Rangel, in a sense. What one source had told me was that Rangel was able to give this kind of wide-ranging speech earlier, before the elections, actually, on the floor of the House, because actual members of Congress are given some level of immunity from what they say on the floor of the Congress, something that is not afforded to just a regular citizen who's standing on the street talking about their own behavior. So what Rangel had said, you know, in his defense earlier is now being used against him. And in that speech, he had said, look, I have admitted, you know, I've done some wrong things, but it was never done intentionally. And if you look at the facts of the case, I've never benefited financially from any of this. So really, what's the harm is his excuse.
All right. Well, we'll see if sloppiness works or not. Ozzy Pabra from the Empire blog, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
You can catch Ozzy's continued reporting on this matter and all things political in New York at the Empire blog at WNYC. We'll link to it from our blog here on The Rundown. I am Hari Srinivasan. Thanks for joining us.